Seven decades of great music, Z103.com. Good Friday morning to you. Time for episode number 33 of the Basics of Economic Development. Mark Wickersham, let me turn this over to you.
Hey, Monty. Thanks for having us back. You can't get rid of me, I guess, huh?
I love it.
Well, as I've said dozens of times over the course of our shows, economic development is best thought of as a team sport. It takes a lot of people working hard, working together to get the job done, and we're nowhere without employers, but we're also nowhere without a strong school system and educational programs that it takes to get kids where we need to go in their adult lives. And we are fortunate in Huntington County to have a fantastic school corporation in the Huntington County Community School District. My son graduated from there, my wife did. I'm a transplant at the high school level, but I'm very proud of Huntington County Community School Corporation. And today I'm excited to welcome my good friend and former neighbor, John Trout, who was hired to serve as superintendent of the schools in 2022. John graduated from Huntington North himself, that place with the ice cream parlor, Taylor University.
yes.
And has graduate degrees from Purdue, Fort Wayne, and Ball State. Also have to kind of behave myself because John serves on my board of directors representing the school corporation. John, welcome to the Basics of Economic Development on Z103.com. Glad you could join us today.
Well, thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things going on in the school system.
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Huntington County, born and raised on a farm out near Warren, 1980 graduate of Huntington North High School. Have been at a few different school districts throughout my career as a teacher and a principal. Spent the first 23 years in Columbia City at Willie County Consolidated Schools. Moved from there and went to Madison Grant United School Corporation right outside of Marion as the superintendent for several years, and then went from there to Concord Community Schools up in Elkhart for a few years. I thought I'd try the retirement route and failed miserably at that. So I've been the superintendent now in year three here at Huntington, and thrilled to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here, and it sounds like you've kind of learned a lot on the on the journey to get here,
yeah,
to get back here.
Yes. Well, like you said, I'm a graduate from Huntington. My girls both graduated from not only the school district, Huntington County Community School Corporation, but also Huntington University. And so my wife worked there for quite a long time too. And so we're fully engaged in Huntington.
Well, that's one of the things I know over the years that the community has asked itself, whether or not we're a training ground in and of itself, in the superintendent's office for bigger and better things.
Right.
That's not who you are as an individual, and we really enjoy that and appreciate that about
you,
John.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
What, in your opinion, is the biggest change from when you were a building principal back in the day to what you're facing now as a superintendent?
Well, I think we face a lot of different challenges in school districts. You know, it's a much more competitive environment. We are directly in competition for students, with not only within our community but surrounding communities. When the majority of your revenue is based upon the number of students that you have in your school district, then you have to be making sure that you're treating your families and your students as customers. Doesn't mean that you lessen your expectations by any stretch of the imagination, but what you also have to do is provide a high quality education for your students and families. That is probably the biggest change in the 40 years that I have been involved in education, is that shift. And now with the influx of virtual learning, we'll begin next year having a virtual school option for our families. Pretty robust one, as a matter of fact. We're in developmental stages of that. So those are probably the two biggest changes I have seen through the years.
Well, as an economic developer, one of the things that I like to brag about on Huntington County is just how much talent we have here.
Right.
I mean, I think it's incredible. You have your A game on, as you used to tease me when we were driving our mowers back and forth
yes.
as next door neighbors.
Yes.
It was like, get your A game on, because mine's going to look better than yours.
Yeah, you're right.
But you've got your A game is great. You compete with anybody anywhere. And I think that's incredible. And I'd like, if you can, share a little bit with our audience about the talent pool that you see both in the students and the faculty throughout our school system.
Oh, no question. We have, if you look at, for example, what we're doing with our high school graduates, and not only with those who are going to get going on to college and doing what they need to do, but my goodness, if you look at our kids graduating with these skills and trades out of our learning center, it's amazing to see the opportunities that they have in their lives. We are trying to do everything we can to keep our homegrown talent at home. We always love for our kids to go to college or go to a trade school or do whatever they want to do, but doing it in Huntington County is really important to me. I think that we provide a lot of opportunities for young people to raise families, to call Huntington home. I have personally done that. You are doing that now. And I think that's something that we just need to continue to promote here in our school district. We have several of our staff that not only present regionally, but at the state level with what they're doing, has started to branch out actually nationally. I can give you a couple of examples of that, where we have people now that are being recognized for what they're doing in their classrooms or in their schools at that level. So we're very fortunate to have some incredibly talented young people in our school district.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I get to pay particular attention on behalf of our industries to the robotics club.
Absolutely.
And what all's going on there, as well as the learning center. And what impresses me the most about the learning center is that it's a model now that other communities throughout the Midwest are trying to
yes.
duplicate and wish they had.
Well,
and we've done it right with
right.
the support of the school system.
And we are branching out on our own. We used to be part of a co-op. We're still part of a co-op this year with school districts from Adams and Wells and Blackford County and Jay County. But starting in the summer of 25, we will be our own CTE district, so to speak. We have just reached the point where it's costing us federal dollars to stay involved in a co-op, because we are providing far more opportunities than even those school districts and surrounding counties. So I'm excited about those opportunities too.
Oh, great. I think our audience is probably a little interested, and I know you've talked publicly about some building improvements coming at Huntington North that you're part of. What's going on with the changes at Huntington North in the physical plant?
Yes, well, thank you for asking. We're currently, as you know, a year ago, we finished the cafeteria, a brand new facility there. We are just finishing, as we are speaking today, 12,000 square feet of new science rooms and planetary. That will be an awesome experience for not only our staff but our kids. We have completely renovated our family and consumer science areas, and now we are also putting all new HVAC throughout the building. That will be done in the summer of 25, which, by the way, the high school will be absolutely shut down for June and July next year to complete that process. We are in going to begin here shortly about doing all new ceiling tile, lighting, piping throughout the building, so that'll transform cosmetically what that building looks like day in and day out in there. And so there is just a vast amount of upgrades being done at the high school building at this point.
Well, and I know for the listening audience at Z103.com, there are folks listening to this broadcast from Europe and other parts of the world. Can we go into a very basic, what do we mean when we say a public school system, K-12, and how is it that we only have one corporation in our county?
Right.
in that capacity, and how unusual is that in the state of Indiana, for example?
Well, there's only two county school districts in the state of Indiana that I'm aware of. Us and Jay County are the only two school, what we call school corporations in the state of Indiana, that are countywide. So we're about 300 and just shy of 75 square miles school district, which present in and of itself some challenges.
Logistical challenges.
There are 62 bus routes that we have within our school district. That takes, you know, we're very blessed with some great leadership there with Mrs. Fields and all her transportation department of what they do there. If you're not familiar with what a school corporation is, it's really anything and everything going on with education within for a child. Now we are going to have a preschool program in every building in our district, K through 5 next year. So we're going to be educating children from ages 3 and 4 clear up through 18, 19 years
wow.
old. And so, yes.
Yeah. And in a business sense, so you mentioned you're running a transportation system
mm-hmm.
over 300 and some square miles.
Uh-huh.
You're running a property management system.
Yes.
With your buildings and grounds.
Yes.
You're doing the academic
yes.
programming, curricular
mm-hmm.
sorts of things. What am I missing?
We're the largest employer in the county.
There you go. And how many employees do you have?
1,145
okay.
as of this moment today. But we're also the largest employer in our community. So
you're probably one of our largest landowners too, I
probably
would guess.
One of our largest landowners, probably one of our largest facility owners. If not the largest. And so we're running a multi-million dollar, tens of million dollar business, which presents a lot of challenges financially, but I'm very proud of our fiscal responsibility, and we're maximizing, I think, a lot of dollars in a lot of different areas to provide a high-quality education for our students.
Very good. Well, thank you. You're doing a great job. I don't know. The show goes quickly. Is there anything else you
no.
want
to
throw
Mark.
In at the last minute? We sure appreciate your time this
thank
morning.
Thank you.
And I'll go back to Monty's line here and say seven decades of music. We're going to go back to the music line on Z103.com.
Just a dream.